Remember that bike shortage at the start of the pandemic? Well, last summer, we spoke to Ira Cargill and heard the gnashing of teeth. She owns Gears Bike Shop in the Toronto area.
Nicer, higher end mountain bikes and road bikes absolutely do not exist in North America. If you have $2,000-$3,000 and you want to buy a road bike or a mountain bike, you can forget about it.
Well, now forget about it no more. A lot of bike shops are sitting on too many bikes and saddles and components. And what does this all mean about the global supply chain for everything in our lives? Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Okay, start of the pandemic, I was in this bike shop. This couple walks in asking for a regular size hybrid bike. And the staff person, I'm not kidding, just laughs. We got nothing. Because all of us couldn't go to the gym. We were either out biking or on our Pelotons, right? Was that the issue?
Or buying outdoor, you know, charcoal heaters or inside cooking, you know, doing a sourdough preparation so you couldn't get flour or yeast, right? All of those things were are normal for much of the spring and summer of 2020. And the problem is that bike shops and manufacturers had to try to adjust. They imagined that if this is a new normal, to throw around the cliche, we're going to have to order tons of these things and the better to be equipped into the next several years. The problem now is you're seeing an enormous glut, a supply overhang across the industry.
Right. And now, well, this glut just in time for sales to go down, according to some of the numbers. Well, now we have other things to do, right? We can take that vacation, go back to the gym, and suddenly we're seeing real bad news coming out of companies like Peloton laying off hundreds of people.
Yeah, I mean, Peloton has had to contort. Who would have thought, like at the outset of the pandemic when this broke, if you were going to be mercenary and say, what do? Do I go hoard oil, gold, crypto, this? No, buy Peloton, buy Zoom. I mean, Peloton was golden. They were talking about maybe Apple acquiring them and everything. And then soon it became a commodity. Others added functionality. People were raring to go back out and run. And when the gyms opened up again, and moreover, in terms of disposable income right now, when movie theaters opened up, when theme parks opened up, it was like, you know what? I don't have to be at home tied up to my Peloton trainer.
Maybe I go eat. Maybe I go eat in Lisbon or on that vacation or something instead. I mean, Robin, is this just something that happens when supply chains break down, right? We had not enough masks, and then they were everywhere. Not enough COVID tests, and then we're full of them. You know, we loaded up on yeast. I think we still have like 10 packets in the kitchen.
Yeah, when you get an asteroid-like exogenous shock, like a once-in-a-century pandemic, our supply chains were so finely tuned. I mean, in business school, they used to teach us about Dell left and right, back when Dell was champion, because it had mastered the art of just-in-time inventory. You know, squeeze your suppliers, keep as much of it in trailers off-site so you don't have to pay for warehousing. And that strategy was just debunked in the pandemic when anyone who did have inventory was golden. The last thing you wanted to do was see your competitors across the street, whether it was a grocery store or another bike seller, mint money while you had nothing to sell them. And so you reverted to the other end of it. You tended to overorder. But now you can walk into a Kroger, get as much King Arthur flour or chicken wings as you want. I mean, I had the CEO of Purell on my show. She couldn't contort enough to provide the world with Purell. Do we need to build 20 factories? No. There's a glut of antibacterial lotion now.
All right. Well, everyone wash your hands with your Purell. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you.